to be able to just be quiet and to consider your communication to us, your love letter to mankind, to consider the enormous wisdom that is found in there and how applicable it is to our lives and to the lives of those we would want to share the gospel with. And so, Father, we do pray that you'll help us all to focus, and, Lord, I need your help to preach it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Most of you saw Forrest Gump, no doubt, and most of you remember that question. If you're Christian, you know, these sort of questions always, they sort of stick in your mind a bit. But Forrest Gump's friend asked Forrest one day, had he found Jesus? And you'll probably remember the answer. I didn't know I was meant to go looking for him. Now, I don't know whether it was just a joke or whether he was trying to say something thoughtful, or whether he was making some comment about someone who has a handicap and would they know that they need to look for Jesus. And that's a question that we need to ask. You know, do people around the world have an inner sense that they need to look for Jesus? Do they have that or not? To some extent, this passage helps us to answer that question. Now, as you know, we've been working our way through Romans. And in a sense, these first couple of chapters of Romans is where Paul is kind of acting as a prosecutor in a trial where man is in the dock. So Paul's operating as a prosecutor in a trial where man is in the dock. And he's dealing not only with man's sin, but man's culpability. In other words, he's attacking the claim that we sometimes have of being ignorant. You know, attacking the claim of being ignorant. He says that we are without excuse for the way we treat God. That's the charge, in a sense. And his first witness in chapter 1, verses 18 and following, is creation itself. And so creation gives external and objective evidence to the fact that we do not treat any of the evidence in favour of God and who and what kind of God he is fairly. We don't treat it fairly. And so that's the first thing. Now he's going to deal with the internal and the subjective evidence. Now some call that our conscience. Others would call it the spirit of man. Sometimes we just think about it as a kind of sneaking suspicion that we are being watched. And that one day, at the end of our lives are going to be assessed, and the result of that assessment will determine where we're going to spend eternity. So we all have that inner sense, and Paul gives that a special name. He calls it the law of God that is written on the hearts of all men. Now, it's not talking about emotions. It's really